Am I doing all 10 or 5?
Oh,
yeah, 10. Yeah. All 10. All 10.
All 10.
Oh, I thought we were going to all do 10, then all do 9, then all do 8. Like we normally do our list.
Yeah, he said we ain't doing that.
Oh, go ahead, go ahead, dude.
I wasn't trying to be.
That was about Luke.
All right, man. Number 10,
of course,
Trayvon Diggs. Oh, absolutely got to get some Cowboys represent. You know how best cornerback in the league when he was playing got hurt last year. I think he's gonna pop back with a vengeance. Number 9, still Tyrann Mathieu. Think he still does his thing as far as that Saints defense and how good it is. Number 8 is Denzel Ward. I think he did his thing last year and will continue to be strong. Number 7 is Jair Alexander. Even though he does say stupid shit sometimes, he's still a hell of a cornerback. FIFO, you'll remember Javon Holland from our Madden League. I put the world on him, so I had to put him high on my list. So definitely Javon Holland. And 5 through 1. Jarius Sneed, I want to see what he does for the Titans. It shouldn't be that much pressure on him, but I still consider him a lockdown corner. Minka Fitzpatrick, I think, is one of the most dominant defensive backs in the league right now. Fortunately, he plays safety, so I couldn't put him in front of the other people. Patrick Surtain, second best corner in the league, so I got him at 3. Kyle Hamilton's the best safety in the league, so I got him at 2. And Sauce Gardner, even though they play a primarily zone defense, I ain't sure how he stack up man to man, but overall, I'll take him first in my defensive back.
All right. Okay.
He went with a safe list.
Yeah. Y'all frame that list right there. That's the best list you're going to see tonight. List.
Kyle Hamilton is too high, but yeah.
Kyle Hamilton is a dog.
I didn't say
capital
he
D.
He ain't number 2 dog in the league.
No, he's the best safety in the league.
No, he's not.
What?
Jesse Bates? I'm surprised you ain't even got Jesse Bates on the list.
He's not even the best safety on his team.
I'm not putting no white defensive backs on my list, bro.
Jesse Bates ain't white.
He got a white sounding name, bro. But
Jesse Bates white. Okay, what y'all say?
That's why I kept scrolling.
Every time I seen him on any list I was looking up, I just kept scrolling.
Bro, hey, first of all, man. You ain't gonna never hear no white man come out of me prop up like that. Jesse Bates is black.
Shelton, yeah, what you got, bro?
All right, my top 10, man, is more realistic. Our top 5 was close, though.
More real
at 10, I got Shaverius Ward. I felt like he played some lockdown defense last year. At 9, I do have Kyle Hamilton. I think that he's gonna step up. He might be right, Spike, by the end of the year, but not right now.
Number 9 is crazy.
Yeah, at 8, give me Jalen Ramsey. I think Jalen Ramsey's gonna have a great bounce back year. 7, give me Jesse Bates. He's the pick master. He always getting them picks, and turnovers is everything. 6, give me Jalen Johnson. He had the highest he was the number 1 rated corner this year, stat wise. So
on the back end of the year, not the whole year.
So moving forward, I think he's gonna be tough this year if he can stay healthy. And at 5, me, like I said, Lou, we were real close. Give me LeJarius Sneed. Sneed deserves a mention because he did a hell of a job for Kansas City, and they're going to miss him in that defense for sure. At 4, give me Minka Fitzpatrick. He deserves a lot of respect because he is a game changer, and he won a couple of those games for Pittsburgh. They would not have winning records without him. 3, give me Patrick Surtain. He's one of the best corners in the league. He had a down year by his standards, of course, but he's still that guy. At 2, give me Antoine Winfield Jr. He's the top safety in the league to me. He does it on all 3 levels. He plays ball tremendously. And at 1, give me Sauce Gardner.
That's cap. And that's cap. Pause and that's cap. Both of them. It's cap and pause. That's a random double right there.
Antoine Winfield?
Cap. Man, stop.
Top rated safety in the game.
I don't know what list we're gonna go with you, bro.
Yeah, no. Don't put no graphics up for me. Don't put no graphics up for me. Because like I said, it was wrong. It was everybody bounced.
No, 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 no.
We switched. So at number 10, I'm in agreement with Shelton, Antoine Winfield, arguably the best safety, especially on paper. At number 9, give me Denzel Ward. At number 8, give me Jesse Bates. At number 7, give me Jalen Ramsey. At number 6, give me Kyle Hamilton. At number 5, give me Charvarius Ward. At number 4, give me Minka Fitzpatrick. At number 3, give me Jair Alexander. At number 2, give me Patrick Tan. Number 1, give me Sauce.
Mm. Dang, you got Jair that high?
Mm-hmm. He's the third best corner.
Y'all gonna hate my list. Absolutely hate it.
Oh well, yeah.
This is the best for last.
Then I guess
this the I got the unsung hero list.
Jamal Adams.
Oh yeah, this nigga got white
cornerbacks on his list. I can already tell.
Cooper DeJean is white dude.
You got the white dude on there.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and get my shit out the way. Let me go ahead and get this out the way. But looking at y'all's, I don't think my list's all that bad. Number 10, I got Brian Branch. Number 9, Charvarius Ward. And number 8, Jalen Ramsey. Y'all said he was dead, man. He just got hurt last year, but he came back.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. He was making some plays. They tried to get him a couple of times. He wouldn't let him. Number 7, Antoine Winfield Jr. And number 6, moving into the 5 through 1, I have Jalen Johnson. So let's look at this top 5. Top 5, I have Kyle Hamilton. Number 4, Trent McDuffie. 3, Jesse Bates. 2, Patrick Surtain. And number 1 is Sauce.
Solid list, Cam.
Hey, man, you know.
You like Trent better than Snead?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's still there, ain't he?
That's their number 1 corner.
They couldn't afford Snead. They could afford Trent.
Yeah,
no, that's all it was. Now they argue like Trent really the better one than Snead.
We can't pay Snead. We might as well keep Trent.
Let me get to my unsung hero award ones. Y'all gonna hate my 6 through 10.
Oh shit!
There we go.
Hey, Jalen, take this off the screen, bro.
Oh my Jalen, God, Jalen, get this bro! What in the hell?
Why you letting him play?
Julian
with you?
Julian Love,
this is aggressive Gino's together, bro. Let me go with this. Number 10, Cam Taylor-Britt.
Rasul Douglas is disgusting. That is disgusting.
Cam Taylor-Britt is going to be a top 5 corner this year. I bet. Put that on Stone. Geno Stone is on the Bengals now. You know what I'm saying? He going to be in the safety. We going to bring it back. Rasul Douglas, I want to give a shout out to him because he went from Green Bay and Buffalo, helped that defense. Buffalo was actually better once he got there. They were actually really projected to, you know, obviously for the quarterback. Julian Love, underrated. Hella tackles. I think it was top 10 interceptions as well. But those are my 4 unsung heroes. This is the realist moves up. Kyle Hamilton.
Julius Stone sound like a nigga that played on Power. I ain't even
know. Geno Stone.
I'm telling you,
they
sound like them creative characters on the game. That's what they look like. I ain't no name.
That's not me. My top 5, I had at number 5, I have Antoine Whitfield Jr., actually. Wait for y'all to see that.
I think Jalen on strike. He like, fuck that. I ain't putting this shit on TV. Man. That nigga threw the phone down.
I can't stand y'all. Y'all always do this to me.
Go ahead and read your list.
All right. Number 5, right. Antoine Winfield Jr. Number 4, Lou, shout out to the Cowboys.
That's sick having DeRon Bland at number 4, bro. You know that's sick. And I'm a Cowboys fan.
Number 3, I got Travis Ward. Number 2, I got Jesse Bates. And obviously, number 1, I got Sauce.
You copied this dish from like.
I don't have
did this from USA.
Had a bad, bro. Pat gave up 70 points. Y'all can't tell me nothing. Mika ain't on my list. Pat ain't on my list, bro. That nigga had a bad year.
It was Winfield.
No, I got Jesse.
Hey, I am a Cowboys fan through and through, bro. Putting DeRon Bland at 4 was insane.
Bro, he didn't win y'all. He single-handedly won y'all some games, bro.
That man was getting torched the last half of the season. Torched.